I'm Sam Newland, a student at USF in Tampa, and this is University Beat. Olive oil has several uses that can include medicine and body wash, but it's most commonly used in cooking. Sometimes known as liquid gold, olive oil is a staple of Italian cuisine and culture. A recent study led by University of South Florida professor Davide Tanasi shows that Italians started using olive oil about 4,000 years ago. That's actually 700 years earlier than previously thought. We're joined by Professor Tanasi today. Professor, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Professor, can you walk us through how you found this storage pot?
So the case study related with this discovery of the olive oil is an archaeological site in southeast Sicily named the Castelluccio. It's a prehistoric settlement dated back to 3000 BC. And inside of one hut, archaeologists found a very large storage jar at the center of the hut in a very relevant position. And the archaeologists were very interested to know more about the content of this vessel, which, of course, after so many millennia was completely empty. So what we do was basically to take out a sample, a piece of this large container of the weight of about 100 milligrams. The sample was taken to University of South Florida Tampa campus, and it was grinded and transformed into dust and mixed with chemical reagents in order to be prepared for the chemical analysis. The chemical analysis were gas chromatography and nuclear magnetic resonance.
So whenever you ran those tests on the inside of the pot, what did you see?
So basically, these analyses are meant to identify all the organic components of the archaeological sample, and the instruments give back, as a result, a spectrum, an image with peaks indicating the various components, which may be fatty acids or cholesterol. We were able to find a match between the spectrum we found in this sample from Castelluccio with the spectrum of pure olive oil.
What can we learn from these findings?
So the implication is mainly economic. It means that already in 3000 before Christ, in Sicily, ancient communities were involved in agriculture production of olives. And that probably had an impact in the settlement strategies. So they probably chose the location for their settlements with the idea in mind to develop, you know, agriculture of olive trees.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were rewriting a part of Italian history?
Well, actually, I was very happy. I was very proud because, in particular, this archaeological site is located by my hometown, Noto. So this, you know, was a point of pride for me. And I was also very satisfied because archaeologists thought that that container could have contained olive oil. But for the first time, we proved it with the chemical proof, which is the most certain possible.
What kind of questions do you still have?
So the next question is to analyze all the pots which were found inside of that hut. Since we found three vessels inside of that hut containing olive oil, it's possible that that hut was used as a kitchen or as a place to prepare food for the rest of the community. So we want to move forward and analyze the contents of all the other pots to see if we can learn more about what was on the menu of those ancient men and women.
Davide Tanasi, USF Assistant Professor of History, thanks for joining us. For a picture of the jar, visit our website at wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Sam Newland.